Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking about 5 quick tips on how to use affiliate marketing for your blog today. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of a, in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get? Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. So it's been about 6.5 years, almost 7 years since I started blogging, since I started my blogger journey or blogging journey. So when I first started, the focus was trying to get brand deals. That's what people were doing in terms of monetizing their content. And it still is a focus. But about, I'd say 2 years ago, I really started to look at doing more affiliate marketing and focusing on that more. And, you know, I also started to really kind of look at how I could use that for my blog. And it's changed the game on what I do for my blog, how I monetize my content. And I think it's good stuff. So what I'm going to do is talk about 5 kind of ways to, you know, just kind of jumpstart using affiliate marketing for your blog. The first thing you want to do with affiliate marketing is you want to link what you truly love and wear a lot or use a lot. You know, I think the difference between affiliate marketing and brand deals is that with a brand deal, there's a lot of parameters and restrictions in terms of the content you're going to create, even the products. You might really love a brand, but then what they give you to use to create content may not be something you're super into. So I feel like that affects the ability to create authentic and organic type of content, you know. So with affiliate marketing, you can just, you know, if you find brands or programs and they resonate with you, it's already things that you love to use. So for instance, Amazon, I'm an Amazon Live creator and I love Amazon. I get a lot of things from Amazon, just like for my home, my house, I mean, everything, you know, and I feel like a lot of people do too. So you already have a connection to the items you're sharing. And so what that does then, it makes you an authority already, right? And so when people are going to make purchases or, you know, click on something, they need to feel like you know what you're talking about, in addition to trusting and knowing you. But when you seem as though you're an authority and you've really vetted whatever you're sharing, I think it makes a huge difference in terms of the conversion rate and people actually like purchasing from you. Tip number 2, consider your audience. One of the things I really have thought about more and more as I've gotten more into affiliate marketing with like to know it and with Amazon, is that I'm really thinking about what are people looking for? What problem are they having? What are women, for me, my audience is usually women with curves or women who are just kind of like, you know, they want to have some style and they're just trying to like, okay, let me just figure this out without making it super complicated. So I am able to then make my purchases based on what do I think other women are going to want as well, in addition to me. And so I'm more strategic in how I purchase things. I really think ahead of, you know, and of course it's things I like, but like what's coming up, right? So in May, what's coming up? Mother's Day. After that, okay, summer. So soon the, you know, people will be, women will be looking for bathing suits and, you know, you like to get a different bathing suit for the summer and that sort of thing. So that's what I'm going to be, you know, searching for, so that when a woman who is, you know, my target audience is having the problem, like what kind of, you know, bathing suit should I get? I am there to solve the problem. So you consider the audience and you are able to solve the problem for them. And so I think that's different than when you're doing like brand deals and the focus more on, oh, I love this. So, you know, and it's more about what are you serving? You know, how are you helping, or not what do you serve, but how are you serving others? How are you helping? And then that is where you become a resource and people will come back to your site or your page or whatever to, you know, see what you have going on because they felt like, okay, you're kind of helping me out. The next thing you want to do with affiliate marketing is be picky with what you share. Listen, do not promote junk. Do not, like, I am very careful about what I share for a few reasons. I always feel like my audience is, it's like my, they're my friends, right? Not really my friends, but I treat it like, okay, I wouldn't tell my friend to go get something junky that, you know, they're not going to like. Why? A few reasons. Because when they return it, you get the commission deducted. So there's no point. So you're not going to want to do that. And then the other thing is they're not going to trust your recommendations because you're going to seem inconsistent. So if something is not good, you know, take that off your site or your, you know, your page. I even just look at my analytics too to see what have people return. And if I start to see a pattern, I go, okay, you know what, that item is a little too kind of hit and miss. So it needs to go. So I just take it off. So I just want to make sure that I am really vetting what I share and I really like it. And I feel like it's something that one of my friends would like. The next tip is promote, promote, promote. You know, don't be shy about promoting what you're linking. Your site and your blog or your page, whatever, you should be creating content that overall just kind of serves people and is informing them, you know, and then you happen to have links, you know what I mean? So it's not where you're always just about the links. You're more about, hey, I found this. I really like it. This is why. And you're enthusiastic about it. And then you're letting them know where to find it. If you shift from trying to solve the problem a woman might have or your audience may have, you won't feel so salesy. Because I think that's what people get worried about, is feeling very salesy. I got over it. Most of my content is going to have all of these like statements to where to find it and then follow me, my LTK. And, you know, on my blog post now, I'll have like a button to shop. Or, you know, kind of making it very clear where they can get whatever I'm talking about. But at the same time, I'd like to put some information on my blog posts where there's links to maybe another source related to the topic. So when you do that, right, and you kind of make it where your site is like a resource and providing additional information, you won't be so worried about that linking aspect, you know. But again, you got to think about, when people make purchases from you, they're helping you. And if they like your content and they want you to keep doing it, they're going to be fine doing it. And they're purchasing the item for the same price. So it's just that you get a commission from it. So I think just get in the habit of promoting a lot. And that's what I do. Every post on my Instagram, for instance, will say, follow my, you know, LTK. Or go ahead and go to my stories. It's linked there. And then on my blog, you see all over, I have my links and that sort of thing, because it's just, they know when they come there, most people are coming there to shop. They're not there to just like see what I'm talking about or whatever. They're there to get something that's going to help them out. Last tip, tell your audience thank you if they do purchase something from your site. So whenever I do like an Amazon Live and I hear that I have a repeat audience member and they say, oh yeah, I got the, you know, dress you mentioned. I really like it. I go, oh my God, thank you. That makes me feel so good. Oh my gosh. And because they don't have to buy from you. So again, I feel like this is different than when people were focusing more on being like a personality and people following your life and whatever. I'm more like, okay, I'm throwing this out here as a solution to maybe one of your style problems or whatever. And if they're like, oh yeah, this worked out, I'm going to thank them because they didn't have to purchase from me. They didn't have to click on my link. They didn't have to listen to me, nothing. And so I think it's really important to keep that in mind that it's not about you or it's not about me. It's more about what are you providing to your audience. And then when they do purchase something, like, thank you, like that, you know, that's the reason why you're able to continue to do this business or do this blog is because you have this reciprocation. So a reciprocity, I should say. So I think it's important to just keep that in mind and let them know. And I'm always just really like, oh my gosh, touched by that. And I love when they say, oh, you know, I didn't think I could wear that, but then I saw something that you shared. And I'm like, yes, that's what we want to do. Like making sure people feel that there are more style options out there. All right, to wrap up, those are 5 quick tips on how to use affiliate marketing for your blog today. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. It's not that hard once you get a workflow going. And, you know, I think if you do these like 5 tips, I think you'll be on your way to really getting a flow going with affiliate marketing.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on liveByViv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.